Hey guys, it's your girl and she is back. Yes, I am back. I am back. I am back in full effect. And I'll be real with you guys. You know, it's been real. It's been real. This is the season two of the A Unique Beauty podcast where we talk about all things beauty and God. And I'm finally back. It feels so good to say that. Today, I want to talk about write the story. Write the story, write the story, write the story, write the story, write the story is what I keep hearing God talk about today. And it's a little bit different. This podcast is now, season two is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to include a beauty product. We're going to talk about my favorite beauty product of the week. And then I'm also going to give a word of encouragement that is led by God and led by the Holy Spirit. And so let's get into the beauty products. I don't know if you guys can hear that I'm speaking with a lisp in a way. And that is because your sis got Invisaligns. I've had braces back when I was a kid. And since then, I never used to wear my retainers. And my teeth have shifted since then. And I was like, I'm going to get veneers. And I went to see my boo, Dr. Bobby. She is over in Brooklyn. She is awesome. Black-owned dentistry in Brooklyn. And she's awesome. She measured my teeth before I left. She did a x-ray on me before I left. And then when I got to LA, she was like, okay, let's do a FaceTime. FaceTime showed her what my teeth looked like. And then she asked me to take pictures. Like, she basically showed me step by step how each picture should look of my teeth. And I sent her these crazy weird pictures. And she had my Invisaligns made for me. And they're perfect. They're the perfect fit. And so I just want to take the time to shout out Dr. Bobby and shout out Invisalign. It's super affordable. I'm not paying that much. I have about 7 trays that I'm supposed to do. I got the first 3 trays. It comes in this really, really cute compact that is like super nice. Like the way it's set up is like so sleek and so nice. And it's not uncomfortable. It is the fact that I do speak with a lisp, and I have to wear it 20 hours per day. So I decided to do it. It's a beauty product that I decided to do for myself because I was starting to feel a little insecure about my teeth shifting, and I could see the change. I could even feel it when I sleep. I'm pushing my teeth. And so I'm like, I need help. I need to make sure that my teeth are straight. I don't want to get veneers. I don't want to spend that kind of coin, and I don't want to shave my beautiful teeth down to nubs just so I could look like a thing or two, you know what I'm saying? So that is my beauty product for the week, you know, because I just want to talk about all things beauty and the Lord. And then the word that I got from God today, I was having a conversation with my girlfriend and we were on the phone and she was just like feeling so down and so hopeless. And I was just like, what is it that you need? And she was like, honestly, I really don't know. I'm like overeating. I just don't feel like getting up and going to work out. I don't feel like doing anything anymore. And I thought back to the time when I first moved to LA. When I got to LA, I went on a 40-day fast and I was feeling so good. Like when I tell you guys, I was feeling lit. During the fast, and after the fast finished, it felt like I was thrown in the pit, and God was like, all right, she's ready. And I was like, wait, I wasn't ready. And he's like, no, you're ready. And I'm like, wait, there's a lion coming to eat my arm. Wait, hold on, wait, tigers and bears, oh my God, help. And he was like, you find the fight in you, you'll find it. And I went through depression. I was sad. I was crying every single day. Even down to like my apartment, it was just not what I thought it was going to be. Okay. And this is another reason why you guys have not been hearing my voice or seeing me on many lives, because I have been looking to pull myself out of this sadness, this feeling of like overwhelming feeling of just doubt and wondering, what is God doing and why is God doing it? And why does it have to hurt so much for me to just get to something that he said it would be, it's going to be great. You know, like, it's like, what do we do? So how do we move in a place of doubt? When we're questioning, if, you know, when we have to bring up our faith and question what God said to us, you know, and I'm grateful that I go to a church full of prophets. I call them the Avengers or the X-Men. And I don't know if you guys see that, but I do have a wonderful, wonderful team of prophets, and my leaders of my church are prophets and seers of God. And so, you know, one of the things that they will always tell me is, well, replay your prophecies. Replay your prophecies and listen to your prophecy. Replay it and listen to it so you can remind yourself what God said and what God is doing. And then my girlfriend today was, I was in my prayer call today, and my friend Sherry reminded us of 1 Timothy 1 verses 17 to 19 through the Passion Translation. It says, because of this, my praises rise to the King of all the universe, who is indestructible. Wait, hold on. No, this is not it. This is it. Sorry. 1 Timothy 18 to 19. So Timothy, my son, I am entrusting you with this responsibility, in keeping with the very first prophecies that were spoken over your life, and are now in the process of fulfillment in this great work of ministry, in keeping with the prophecies that's spoken over you, with this encouragement, use your prophecies as a weapon as you wage spiritual warfare by faith and with a clean conscience. For there are many who reject these virtues and are now destitute of true faith, such as Hymenaeus and Alexander, who have fallen away. I have delivered them both over to Satan to be rid of them and to teach them to no longer blasphemy. Basically, our prophecy is our weapon against warfare. You know, when anybody receives a prophecy from God, the enemy is going to come and make you doubt what God spoke over your life. The enemy is going to come and make you feel like God is not going to bring you a husband. God is not going to make your business successful. God is not going to put no money in your pocket. All these negative things that the enemy is going to place in your mind. And God is basically saying, I want you to hear, to make my voice the loudest. So if I spoke a word into you, if I gave you a vision, I want you to write that vision down and I want you to make it plain. And this is where Write the Story came in. Because as I was talking to my girlfriend today, who was feeling doubtful, feeling hopeless, feeling sad about herself, feeling all these things that she was just like, I just honestly feel so numb, Kamara. And so I had to say, and so Holy Spirit led me, because I won't say it was me. I know for a fact that it was Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit led me to say to her, why don't you just write your story? And she was like, well, what do you mean? I said, when you see yourself in the next 5 years standing on a stage and telling your story, that the story that's going to inspire the young women coming up under you, maybe the older women that's coming up before you, that just need to hear a word from someone that feels that they're at the heaviest that they've ever been, that their husband is not coming, their career is just all over the place. Why don't you write the story of where exactly you see yourself then, and basically write those steps and start to follow those steps? Because the one thing that God does is that he gives us a choice. And so it's time for us to make the choice of where we want to go. It's either we sit here and we dwell in the negative and dwell on the things that he did not say and dwell on the sadness and the depression, or we snap ourselves out of it and we pull ourselves out of it. What did I do to do that? I went and got me some Invisalign. I spent a little coin and I was like, you know what? I'm going to spend some money on making my teeth look more presentable to me. I said to her, I said, why don't you spend the money on a Peloton bike? I tried out Peloton the other day. My gym in my building has a Peloton. It was fantastic. It was the most beautiful experience I've ever had on a bike. I got to connect with people that I didn't know had Peloton and ride with them, and it made me want to work out. It made me want to finish. It made me want to compete with the people next to me to like say, okay, if they could finish it, I could finish it too. You know? And she was like, you know, I never thought about that. And in Habakkuk 2, God says, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so the herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time and it speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it will linger, though it lingers, wait for it. It will certainly come and it will not delay. That even though we feel that things may be lingering around or that it may not be coming at the time that we want it to, it's coming at the right appointed time of what God is saying for us, what He wants. We need to trust the timing of God. We need to trust what God wants for us in this season and in this time. And I think when we're all feeling lost, we're feeling doubtful, and we're questioning all the things that God is saying, we need to go back to the word and say what God said and say, God, you said to write down the revelation and make it plain. All right, so I'm going to basically write down what you said with my prophecy. You said, Father, that I will be married. I will be a wife. I will have these things happening for me. My business will be this. My finances will look like this. And so, Father, I am fully persuaded that what you have promised, you will perform it, God, because God loves it when we come back to him with scripture. God loves it when we come back to him with what he said, you know? And we want to think about other people because about the other people that we're called to. Our delay, our disobedience equals delay. You know, our disobedience is a delay to someone else's path, to something that someone else is supposed to be doing. Me taking this long time to start this program and to start this mentorship program, or to even create this podcast, or to pull out the words that God is pulling inside of me. Me doing that is delaying what I'm supposed to be doing for the next girl. And though I move in a spirit of grace, I'm gonna be real with y'all. I move in a spirit of grace with myself, and I've already forgiven myself. Now it's time for me to move. Now it's time for me to like put this out so that people could know that they can count on me and that God knows that he can trust me with his children. God knows that he can trust me to speak life into people. You know, everything about us, like I was telling, I love to post, I post about this the other day, that our purpose, when people start to realize that your purpose is not about you and your purpose is really about what God wants to do through you, then you will feel so much more like at ease, because you would not think that this job is the end all be all. You would not think that this relationship with this person is the end all be all. You would not think so small about things, and you would start to see the bigger picture of things, because none of this is about you. None of our life, like our whole life, is not about us. And I just hope I'm making some sense with y'all guys. Just because I could go on and on and on, you know, I could go on and on and on about what God has been, you know, speaking into me about, like, about just trusting him and just also just writing down the things that he said to me so that I could remind myself, because I know that for, as one person, I as a person that used to feel uncomfortable with praying my prophecies or making sure I cover them, I used to feel super uncomfortable about that. And I just feel that there are people like me too, that think that if you pray your prophecy, or if you speak over it, or if you say it out loud, to God and come back to him with it, it's kind of like you're boasting, and it's not boasting. It's actually declaring and decreeing what he said over your lives, you know? And just imagining yourself on that stage, on your TED talk, and sharing your story of triumph, sharing the story of how you've came out of how you came out of the valley, how you came out of the rut and into the light. And I think sharing those things is going to be something that's going to just touch many people, you know, touch a lot of people's lives. And I'm excited for you guys. And I'm excited about this new way of doing things with this podcast. And if you guys have anything that you want me to talk about, or if you have any prayer requests or anything, please don't hesitate to hit me up and send it. I'm so open to hearing what you guys want to hear about. I will always have a beauty product of the week that I will try and test out before I share with you guys. I will have the links below for you guys to see, to know how to reach Dr. Bobby. She is amazing, the most beautiful, beautiful spirit. And her shop is super clean and super beautiful. And so I would recommend that you guys hit up Dr. Bobby and get yourself some Invisalign, get a teeth cleaning, get your mouth right, get everything going. Even though we got these masks on us, doesn't mean that we cannot take care of our mouths. And I love you guys. And this is going to be a quick first episode. But I want you guys to stay tuned for the next episodes that's coming up. I'm going to drop one every single Monday. I'm super excited about that. I finally got a date of like when a podcast can drop. So I have more of a clear vision of what God wants to do. So every Monday, I want you guys to look out for a new podcast. And I will make sure I have everything written for you guys, like the scriptures and all that stuff, so you can get your own revelation. And I love you guys. May God, may the peace of God come over you guys. And have a blessed day, y'all. Peace.